and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we have two episodes of Lights Out, Everybody, written by the master of horror, Arch Obler. Some of his scripts created public panic. They were so horrifying. First, we have the story of a very unhappy newlywed who takes matters into her own hands. Enjoy Lights Out, A Knock at the Door, first broadcast December 15th, 1942 on CBS.
Ionized Yeast presents Lights Out, Everybody.
Stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you, calmly but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
My name, Arch Obler. Tonight, another in our series of tales of the weird and the unusual. I plead with all mothers-in-law who listen to tonight's story not to send me poison pen letters. Fact of the matter is, I like mothers-in-law. I'm really not responsible for what happens in the twisted brains of my characters, am I? But first, before we start, Frank Martin has a word for you.
And now, lights out. Everybody.
Afraid to die? Who isn't? When I was just a kid, I used to wake up in the night and see the dark pressing all around me. And I'd get so scared, I'd think I was dead, buried. I'd try to scream. I couldn't. My voice, I'd know I was dead. I'd know it. I'd throw off the cover. I'd cry out, Mother, Mother! Oh, why? Why did I yell out like that? Why should I be scared now? I want to die. I've got to die. It's cold here in the basement. I wonder if the grave is cold. Why don't I get it over with? The ropes around my neck. One step off the ladder and I'll hang and die. And I gotta die. I gotta die.
The wages of sin are death.
The wages of sin are death. Funny how I seem to hear the words the way my father used to say them. The wages of sin. What was it then? No, it was hate. I killed her because I hated her. I remember the first time we met. Jay had just married me. And we were walking along the street to his house.
Oh, Ella, you'll like my ma. Really, you will.
Will I?
Sure, she's swell. Best woman in the world.
Is she?
Well, I mean... Well, you're my wife now. Ella, that proves what I think of you, don't it?
I guess it does.
Oh, you and Ma'll get along fine. Will this be a surprise to her? Well, here's the house. What do you think of it?
Well, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, in we go. Will Ma's eyes pop when she sees you? Pop right out, I'll bet you. Come on, Ma, open up. Got a surprise for you.
Gee, where have you been, son? Where? Oh.
Surprise, eh, Ma? Meet Ella.
Gee, you've brought home a woman.
When she said it that way, right from that minute, I knew I hated her. And that's the way it was from then on. I wasn't Jay's wife to her, but a woman. Stranger in her house. And it was her house and everything in it. Nothing Jay's, everything hers.
Ma, can I use your car to take Ella riding? Ma, mind if Ella plants some roses in your garden? Ma,
Is it all right, a fella?
That's the way it was. Hers, hers, everything hers. All I had was Jay, and he wasn't much. You can't blame me. You hear me? You can't blame me for not standing it. All my life I'd had nothing, and at last I was married, and I still had nothing. Her house, her car, her money, her son. I couldn't stand it, I tell you. So I killed him.
The wages of sin are death.
Why do I keep hearing Pa's words in my head? I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do it. It's just that I want to sit here on top of a ladder and think and talk about everything for a little while. It's the last chance I'll get. Oh, like I said, I killed her. Well, not right away. I stood it for weeks and months. But all the time inside of me, something was talking.
Kill her. Everything will be yours.
Kill her. Soft, like. And then louder and louder until my head was filled with it. Louder and louder until I couldn't stand it no more. Louder and louder until I said, yes, I'll do it. Yes. Yes. Everything would be mine then. Everything. I always wanted it that way. It had to be that way. Here in this basement. That's where it happened. Jay went to work. I came down here. Oh, it wasn't very hard to do what I had to do. I remember every minute of it so well. Every minute. I called her, and she came down into the basement.
You called me, Ella?
Yes, I called you.
What's the matter?
Somebody took the lid off the sewer down here.
Land sakes alive. Now, who could have done that? Heavy iron cover like that. Jay wouldn't have done it.
Is it deep down there?
Of course it's deep. Ain't a sewer anyway. Covers an old well this building was built over.
Oh.
What are you owing about? Heard my son Jay tell you the same thing weeks ago.
Yes, he did tell me. Funny, I forgot. Oh, look.
What?
Down in the well. Look.
I don't see nothing. Look.
Oh, it's your well, isn't it, Mama? Your well. Everything is yours, so stay in it. Stay in it, Mama. Stay in it. Your well, Mama, but everything else is mine now. Everything mine. That's the way it was. Easy. Too easy. Jay came home. He said...
Say, Ella, where's Ma?
I don't know. She wasn't here when I got back from the store. Must have gone out.
Oh. Well, she'll be back. Leave it to Ma.
But she didn't come back. How could she? Jay went to the police. They came around. They asked questions. They went away, and nothing happened. It was as easy as that.
Wages of sin are death. Wages of sin are death.
Oh, why do I keep hearing that in my head? Why? I'm going to die. Rope around my neck. Just a little bit longer talking, just a little. She was gone. And I had her house and her son. And then I didn't want him. I tell you, he made me sick just to look at him. Mama, Mama. I wanted to forget, forget. And then one day, I got an idea. There was more room under that iron lid in the basement, wasn't there? That was it? Yes, that was it. Got free of her, now I get free of him. Sell the house, quick, get away, away, far away. Yeah, that was it, a free woman. With my looks and all that money, oh, would I have a time. I planned everything, told the neighbors Jay was going on a trip. I said Jade wrote me to sell the place and join him out of town. I tell you, it was perfect. He came home that night. The night I was going to let him join his mama.
Anybody home?
I'm always home.
Oh, you said that just like Mama used to.
Did I?
Say, that reminds me. I got a new detective agency working on the case. They think that maybe she lost her memory somehow. You know, like you read about...
All right, all right.
What, Ella?
Sit down and eat your supper. You want it to get cold?
Oh, don't see why you don't want to talk about finding Mama. After all...
Sit down and eat your supper. You'll find your Mama.
You think so, Ella?
sure.
Oh, say, that's good hearing you say that. Point of my ma, that's something I sure like.
He sat down to eat. I made him a good supper. Why not? His last supper. And then it happened. We were sitting there eating when there was a knocking at the door.
No. Who can that be?
How should I know? Get up and answer it.
Yeah. Peddler, I'll bet you. Nobody here.
Then shut the door and come on back and finish your supper.
That's funny. I heard knocking plain, didn't you?
Yeah, kid's playing jokes. Go on, eat. I want you to help me fix something in the basement.
Fix what?
You'll see. Finish your eating first.
Okay.
This crazy kid.
What?
Man asked it where you are. I'll go and...
Come away.
Wait for what?
Listen. That knocking. How funny it sounds.
Those kids.
But it's from the basement door.
No.
Well, I'd better go see...
No. Jay, don't open that door. Don't, I tell you.
Don't see why not. Somebody knocking, I gotta see her.
Jay, leave the door closed.
What's the matter with you? Gotta open it, gotta see...
No, Jay!
No. Oh, no. Mama. Mama!
Ladies and gentlemen, this moment when the dead have returned is certainly a fit one to loosen your grip on that chair and take a deep breath and slow up your pulse beat. And now back to Lights Out. Ella goes on with her story. The story of the return from death of the woman she had murdered.
Yeah, it was her, all right. There she was, eyes glittering, dirty gray old hair plastered wet around her face. Standing there, I could see her with my own eyes. And yet she was dead, I tell you, dead. Jay didn't know that, no. He took that dead thing by the arm, and he led her into the room. And he sat her down in a chair.
Oh, Mama, Mama, you did come back. I knew you would. We both knew it, didn't we, Ella? Now tell us, Mama, where you been? Why'd you go? Yeah, why come back this funny way? The back way up the basement steps. Why, Mama? Mama, you're sick. Oh, Ella, look, she's dripping wet. Ella, quick, take her upstairs and put her to bed. Yeah, and maybe you'd better sleep with her tonight. Keep her warm. Ella? Why are you looking so funny? Ella! Ma! Ella fainted. Why did she faint? Why?
Sure, I fainted. Me sleep with that. Me keep that warm. Oh, no. I didn't wake up until next morning. Jay was leaving for work. He told me she was sleeping in her room to take good care of her when she woke up. When he went away, happy as Mama was back. When he was gone, I sat down there in the kitchen and waited. It got on to 5. Soon he'd be coming home. I had to know. I tell you, I had to. I went upstairs. To her room. I opened the door. Nobody there. I tell you, nobody there. The bed not even slept in. She'd never been there, never. I dreamed it. Jay dreamed it. She wasn't there. She hadn't come back. But I had to be sure. I went down in the basement. I pried up that old iron lid. There was the open well. I lit a lantern and held it in the black hole. I looked in. She was there, floating in the water like a big fat... Oh, but But she was still there. Well, that's all that mattered. I piled things over the lid to hold it down. An old trunk, boxes, heavy things. That's what I did. They came home after a while. He said,
"How's Mama?"
I said,
"All right."
He said,
"Call her down to dinner, will you?"
I said,
"Yeah, sure."
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I knew Mama was all right where she was. We sat down to dinner. He kept talking about her. How funny it was that she still was sleeping. How funny it was the way she came back. But all the time I was laughing inside myself because I knew what had happened was just a strange dream we both had had. Because she was dead. Dead and floating. We sat there eating. I felt good. A bad dream ended. For this night, Jay would join his mama. Woman. Yeah. And then, just like the night before, it happened.
Say, now who in the world's that? And it's the basement door again. Now what in the... Mama! You!
Yeah, I screamed. What good was that? There she was again. The water dripping down off her face and clothes and puddling on the floor. And this time I knew it was no dream. She came into the room. She sat down on a chair. Jay talking all the time. He didn't see the way I saw that her face was... Oh, started to thunder. And Jay said,
"Oh, Mama, Mama, you should never have sneaked out on a night like this. Now to bed with you. In the morning, I'll call the doctor. Ella, you take Mama upstairs to bed. And this time, be sure you sleep with her. You know how scared she is of thunder. Go on now. She's soaked to the skin."
I just sat there. I tell you, I couldn't move. Thinking of going upstairs with her, being in the same room with her, it froze me to my chair. And Jay said,
No, come to think of it, I'll go fetch the doctor right now. Can't take any more chances. Ella, you take Mama right upstairs and put her to bed. Lie down with her. Keep her warm till I get back with Doc Williams."
And he was going after the doctor. I sat there, the flesh on me crawling. The doctor'd come, and he'd see that she was dead a long time. He'd be sure to see it the way I saw it, dead, and the water had... How long we sat there looking at each other, I don't know. And then her lips moved, and it was like a cold wind. And I said, "To put me to bed." That's what she said. My son said to put me to bed. And then I understood the whole thing. She'd come back from the dead to keep me from killing him. And she wanted me along upstairs to... No, I wouldn't do it. I sat there without moving. Her lips moved again. "He said to keep me warm. Come upstairs, Ella. To keep me warm." Me keeping that dead thing warm. Her wet, cold, dripping skin against... No, I wouldn't do it. She thought she'd make me crazy that way. Hold me in her bony arms until the sense in me ran out, the way the well water was running out of her. Make me crazy. Something to be locked away like they locked my own mother away. Crazy. Oh, no, that wouldn't happen to me. She wouldn't make me crazy, not me. I got to my feet. I turned quick before she could stop me. The basement door. I locked it behind me. I ran down the basement steps. Oh, I knew how to cheat her. The sure way, the only way. Oh, that's why I'm down here now. The rope around my neck. The other end tied to the crossbeam. I'll jump off this ladder. The rope will stretch. I'll be dead. And she'll never get me crazy. Still thundering. If I make noises, I choke. Nobody will hear me. And I'll die. And I'll never see her again. Why don't I do it now? There ain't much time. Jay and the doctor will be coming back. I gotta be dead then. Good and dead, or they'll find out the truth about her. Why don't I do it now? Why don't I do it? Because I'm afraid. Afraid of dying. That's why I've been talking here in the dark, because I'm afraid. Oh, it'll be so dark. Empty. Things will go on in the world, and I'll have nothing but the dark. Why should I die? Yeah, why should I? If I left this house, she wouldn't follow me, would she? That's all she wants, the house, her Jay. Well, she can have him. I'll go right away. Far away, they'll never find me, never. Oh, the rope. It's so tight around my neck. Oh, I gotta get it off. I gotta hurry and get away before Jay and the duck. I can't get the rope off. Who's there? Who's coming down the steps? Is that you, Jay? Oh, you. You followed me down. How could you? I locked the door. Oh, but then I put that iron lid over you, too, didn't I? And it didn't do much good. Oh, listen. Listen, I'll go away. You hear me? I'll go away. This will be your house and everything in it. Hear me, all yours again. And Jay, I'll leave him, too. I won't take anything with me. I'll just go right away. Get the rope off. I'll go. You'll see me go. Oh, I made the noose so tight, I can't seem to... Mrs. Kroger, what are you going to do? Are you not going to climb up the ladder? Oh, no. No, stay off. Stay off, I tell you. Don't come closer. I can't stand you coming closer. Stay away, the ladder. The ladder will fall. The rope is still around my neck if I fall. No. No. No, you won't make me die. I've got hold of the rope with my hand. I won't choke this way. My arms are strong. I can hold on to the rope above my head for a long time. Jay will be home right away. He'll get me down. I'll live. I will, and you'll still be dead. Dead. I'll tell them that you fell in the well. They'll believe me. They'll believe me. Well, say something. Say something. I know you're standing down there watching me. You're waiting for my arms to get tired so I'll let go. But I won't let go. I won't. Jay'll be home. I can't let go. I can't. I gotta live. Oh, my arms. Oh, I'm so tired. I gotta hold on. I gotta hold on. Or the noose. Oh, cramps in the arm. Jay, I gotta cramp my... I can't hold on anymore. Jay, I wouldn't have killed you. Oh, Jay, I can't hold on. Jay!
Mr. Obler, last week and again this. You really believe the dead can return to avenge?
Well, I have an answer this week. A factual one. which will wait for a moment for you, Mr. Martin.
Friends, remember now, if you're one of the thousands who need more vitamin B and iron...
Tell us, yes, about the return of the dead, whether or not I believe that the dead could return to avenge an evil. Frank, have you ever heard of Charles Fort?
No, I haven't.
Well, Charles Hoy Fort was born in 1874 and died in New York in 1932. The unusual, the supernormal, the supernatural fascinated him, just as one man might collect postage stamps. Charles Fort, for 20 or 30 years, collected records of phenomena which dogmatic science couldn't explain, strange murders and so forth. I suggest that, therefore, that any of you who think that this is the only possible world spend a very pleasant weekend reading these records in Mr. Fort's work, The Book of the Damned. The best possible answer to the ghost question is, who knows?
And now what about next week, Mr. Obler?
Well, next week is Story of Suspense, which is, I believe, quite different from anything you've ever heard before. Have you ever watched a shooting star streak across the sky and suddenly have a feeling of almost terror? But, well, all that's next week.
Lights Out will come to you again next Tuesday at the same time. Be sure to listen to Arch Obler's weird story of the thing out of interstellar space. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ionized yeast, the one and only ionized yeast, with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.
Do you intend to be well-dressed next year? Then take good care of the clothes you now own, because there's a shortage in many clothing materials. And to help get the best wear from your present clothes, keep them free of grease spots with Energene cleaning fluid. Grease spots are the favorite feeding place of moths all year round. Grease spots also make your clothes look worn, run down, old before their time. But with Energene, you can remove those grease spots easily, neatly, efficiently. To help care for your clothes, get Energene cleaning fluid tomorrow. This is the Columbia Broadcasting.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web, with your host, Justine Ward. In the next episode of Lights Out, we get a tour of the underside of Paris with the wonderful acting of Mercedes McCambridge. Where we are going is the city of no lights. Come along if you dare and listen to Lights Out, It Happened. First broadcast May 11th, 1938 on NBC.
Lights out, everybody. In her throat as she speaks, but also the voice in her mind as she thinks.
This way, girls, this way. We're going to visit the Louvre now. A treasure house of culture, the very pearl of your visit to Paris. Now, come this way, girls. This way.
This way, girls. This way. Prune paste all made. Makes me sick. Who cares about the Louvre and scummy pictures and junk like that? Fun. I want fun.
Now, Jean Taylor, why do you always lag behind? You know that makes my task of shepherding you girls infinitely more difficult.
Do I have to be shepherded? Do I look like a she?
Now, Jean, my dear, please don't take that attitude again. Your
father... My father. My father. What does my father understand about me?
Now, Jean...
What does anybody understand about a girl like me?
My dear child, for 20 years I've conducted young ladies...
For 20 years you've been a pain in the neck.
Jean Taylor.
A pain in the neck, that's what you are. Here we have the Mona Lisa. She's got a pan like a hunk of cheese. Culture, girls. Culture.
Jean.
Culture.
Jean Taylor.
You make me sick.
Jean Taylor, how could...
Oh, don't pop up like that. You'll blow something.
Cable. A cable to your father.
Go ahead, cable him. Send for him. Who cares? What good's Paris if I don't get any fun out of it? You dried up prune.
I've never been talked to like this in all my life.
Well, that's what you are, a prune. A little dried up prune.
The other girls...
The other girls make me as sick as you make me sick. Fun. Fun's what I want. And neither you nor my father nor anybody else is going to stop me from having it.
Now I understand how you broke your mother's heart.
Oh, cut it out. That tune's made me sing in the choir long enough. I'm sick of it. Money's for fun and life's for fun. I'm young. My father's got plenty of what it takes. So starting right now, the devil with sculptures and paintings and all your culture. This is Paris. Paris. And I'm going to have fun. 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 And I'm starting right now.
No. Jean, come back here. Jean, come back here.
Chasing after me. Never catch up with me. Dried old prune. Fun. Fun. Paris, full of fun. Free now. Yeah, I'm free now. Until she Gable's father. Get all the fun I can while I'm free. Nobody knows me here. Get away with anything. Anything. Old prune face. Lost in the crowd. Oh, this is swell being alone. Man looking at me. Oh, I can only talk French. Fun. I gotta have fun. Step over to the window. Stand there looking in. Someone might talk to me. Someone might.
I beg your pardon. Do forgive me for startling you.
I'm not startled.
Aren't you Jean Taylor from New York?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
This is a coincidence. Sam Edwards' the name.
I know you?
Not exactly. I know your father.
Oh.
He often spoke to me of your his favorite daughter, aren't you?
Am I?
I get it. Sort of holds you down, doesn't he?
You mean he tries to?
Well, I can see he isn't very successful now, is he?
Oh, I do all right.
Alone?
Certainly.
Going someplace in particular?
Why?
Why not go places with me?
Then to my father's.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I wish you would say something. For instance, that you'd like to have me show you Paris. The real Paris.
Real Paris?
Of course. The Paris the tourists never get to see. The Paris you read about. A living, lusty Paris. You go with me?
Oh, mister, I'd love it.
Excellent, excellent. Shall we go?
You really mean the real Paris?
Pure and unadulterated. And not so pure.
Mister, you're the answer to a maiden's prayer.
Yeah. And not much further.
Kind of a funny street, isn't it?
The real Paris.
I hope.
And here we are. Told you it wasn't much of a walk.
You mean this house?
That's right. The old Paris.
It's old enough. Sure looks like a dive.
If your father heard of this. Oh.
He won't. He won't.
I should hope not.
I thought you said this was a club.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'll have our own key. Here you are, my dear. Fun a la carte.
I'll take it a la mode. A la anything. Mr. Edwards, where are you?
Just closing the door. All right, this way, my dear.
Say, how about some lights? How about it?
In here, plenty of lights.
I thought you said there'd be a swing band. I don't hear anything.
Well, not so impatient. All in good time. Step in here.
It better be good.
It will be.
Say... There's nothing in here. But, Mr. Edwards, locking the door. Say, what's the idea?
It seems like a good idea.
I said, what's the idea?
And I said, it seems like a good idea.
You lied to me.
I'm an opportunist.
Show me the etchings.
Got plenty of insides, huh, kid?
I'm not a kid. And if you think you can get away with anything, you're crazier than you look.
Am I?
You said you were a friend of my father's.
I am. I am indeed a friend of his money.
What?
Money, money. You little sap, you don't think I'm interested in you?
Don't you talk to me like that.
Still wet behind the ears.
You let me out of here.
Sit down.
Let me out.
Sit down. That's the idea. After all, you're not talking to your dear papa now. I'm a fellow who likes his own way even more than you do.
This'll cost you plenty, mister.
You mean it'll cost papa plenty? $150,000 plus interest.
Let me out of here.
$150,000 plus interest. Every dime he took from me, I'll get back.
I don't know what you're talking about. Open that door and let me out of here.
You think it was accidental, my meeting you? On the contrary, I planned every minute of it. I knew exactly what you've been doing ever since you stepped foot in Paris. Why shouldn't I know? I've been waiting for this. He took my money, that father of yours, and now he'll give it back.
They know where I am. They'll find me.
Carwinkle doesn't know where you are. You saw to that.
You know?
I just told you I made it my business to know. Yeah, he'll give me back my $150,000, that father of yours.
You can't keep me here.
On the contrary, I can do nothing else. I waited 2 years for a chance like this. Yeah, 2 years. Because I knew sooner or later you'd be alone. You. The only way I could get him to give me back my money. Well, now I've got you. The whole 19 spoiled year.
Not afraid. Why should I be? He's old. I'm smarter than he is. I'm not afraid of him. What's he talking about my father? $150,000. Father stole it from him. Maybe he did. What do I care? He can't keep me here. I gotta get out. Smarter than he is. Candlestick on table. Gotta get him to turn his back. That's it. Turn his back. Grab candlestick.
Mr. Edwards, look. Behind you.
What?
Nothing at all, except this.
What? Candlestick? Where'd you get...
You open that door.
Put down that candlestick.
Don't come near me.
Why, you little good for nothing. Give me that candlestick. What are you trying...
What did I do?
Hit him so hard. Candlestick heavy in my hand. Drop it. He's lying there so still. Maybe I... Something dark. Crawling along his head out on the floor. Blood. Blood.
Killed him. Killed him!
Is it? Which key? I can't find the right one. Which is it? I've got to get out of here. Blood pouring out of me. I'll go crazy. My head. I'm all mixed up. This is the door we came in. It is. But why won't the keys? I got to get out of here. I killed a man. I got to get out. Wind. Where? In the shadows. Another door. Open. I will get out. I will. Steps going down. So dark. Kill the man. Get away. Back to hotel. No one will know. Ever. Dark. I don't know. I... Water. Basement floor covered with water. Can't get out. Have to go up there. Find another way out. Go up there again. Must be another way out up there. The door. Shut. Wind blew it shut. Oh, I can't open it. Can't. I gotta get out. I got to. Go down again. See if water's deep. Wade through water if it isn't deep. Only up to my ankles. I will get out. I will. Must be a basement door. So dark. Killed him. If they catch me. They won't catch me. Never. Nobody knows. That sound. Running water. Over this way. I wonder why. Get out of here. No one will know. Can't know. No one saw me come in. Sound of water so loud. I wonder what... Water. Drowning. Falling. My hip. Yes. Remember. I remember. Stepped out. Water over my head. Filthy water. Pulling me under. hear it. Yet no water here. So dark. Where am I? Where? Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out. Stand up. Oh. Bumped my head. Stone roof above. Crawl. Crawl out of here. Killed a man. Gotta get out of here. Mashed his head in.
Gotta get out of here!
But not that way, mademoiselle. Another foot in that direction, and you would have fallen many feet into the water.
Where are you?
Beside you. I saved your life, mademoiselle.
What?
You floated by, drowning. I saved you.
You saved me?
Oui, I did. In the dark, I saw you.
Dark? Water? Where am I? Where am I?
You do not know.
Where am I? Wet stone, smell, sound of water. You've got to tell me where I am.
Oui. I tell you, mademoiselle, you are in one of the great sewers of Paris. This way, ma chérie. This way.
What's the matter with you? Do you have to walk so fast?
But I walk slowly, mademoiselle.
So dark. Haven't you even got one match?
I see quite well, mademoiselle. If you will follow me.
And then walk slower. You're just a shadowy something. Walk slower, I tell you.
I am a busy man, mademoiselle.
You fool. Don't you understand? The quicker you get me out of here, the more I'll pay you. I'll give you more than you make in a year.
The sewers run beneath the streets like fingers of outstretched hands. Some of these tunnels are so old that all the world has forgotten them.
There's no water here.
Oui. If that is true, abandon this one.
How much further?
A step. Merely a step.
You said that half an hour ago.
Turn here. Turn here. Eh? Up the steps. Turn, and here we are.
What are you talking about? It's still dark. We're still underground.
We are here.
What are you talking about?
My workroom.
Workroom? Who cares about your workroom? Out of here. You said you'd get me out of here.
No, mademoiselle. I take you away from the water. Here.
But I want to get out. Out where there's decent air. Out where there's light. Do you hear me? You've got to get me out of here.
Oh, no.
No.
Whoever meets old Louis down here stays here.
You're crazy.
No.
You know what money is, don't you?
Oui, mademoiselle.
Then get it through that head of yours. I'll make you a rich man if you get me out of here. Rich. Rich. Just get me out of here.
You are a noisy one.
Crazy. You are.
No.
You are. What do you stay down here for if you aren't?
I work.
Work? What sort of work have you here?
I make things. You will see.
See? How can I see in this dark?
Your eyes will accustom themselves in a few years.
Get me out of here!
Come.
What?
Come, mademoiselle. Come.
Wait for me. Wait for me.
I will show you my work.
Wait for me. If you'll get me out of here, I tell you, you'll never regret it. Where are you? I've lost you. Where are you?
To your right, ma chérie. Turn to your right.
My right? Oh, where are you, old man?
Here, I'm here.
But there's no light here. You didn't get me out. You didn't.
My work. It is here.
Who cares about your work? Get me out of here where there's light.
Light? Oui. I will make light.
I'm not afraid. I've never been afraid of the dark. I just want to see where I'm going, that's all. Hurry! Hurry up with the light!
Oui, I bring you light.
Miserable little kerosene lamp. Haven't you got anything stronger than that?
My work. Oui. Now you will see my work. This way, mademoiselle. This way.
You crazy old fool. Who cares about anything but getting out of here? Will you get it through your head? Money. I'll give you plenty of it. Just show me the way out of this place. Do you want me to go as crazy as you are?
Here, ma chérie. This is the place. My wonderful workshop. So quiet. Always quiet. No one to disturb, oh Louis. No, indeed.
Give me that lantern. I'll get out of here myself.
No. That is impossible. My work. You see it? See it?
What's that?
Take it, mademoiselle. Take it in your hands. I made it. With my own hands, I made it.
It's a necklace.
Oui. A necklace, eh? Exquisite work. You see for yourself, it is exquisite.
Okay, so it's exquisite. Now, will you get me out of here?
I made it myself. All by myself. No one helped me by myself.
You crazy old fool. Give me that lantern.
No. You must see how I make my beautiful necklaces. Here. Over here, mademoiselle. Look.
Listen, you give me that lantern or I'll...
Oui. From these I make it.
Bones.
Oui. Beautiful bones. They come floating down the water to me.
Bones of... What?
The foolish ones who kill themselves in the water. The sewer brings them to me. We, all of them.
Oh!
The miserable, unhappy flesh. I take it off them. Then at last, they are bones. Hard, white, useful bones for my work. See, that one in the corner.
Take off my arm.
No. You must come to look, ma chérie. You must.
Let go of my arm.
Come, mademoiselle, come. You see, the skull, I have it almost clean. You stand there. I will show you how I do it, eh? My saw. So, I cut the good strong white piece off the top and clean the brains away, eh? Watch me.
No. No. Get away. Chasing me. Old man. Can't run as fast as I can. Get away. Just get away, that's all.
Sawing that skull. Dead man. I killed a man.
Mademoiselle!
They're after me.
Get away. We'll get away. Nightmare. Gotta get out. So dark. I gotta get the light. I'll go crazy if I don't get the light. Maybe if I yelled, someone would hear me. Workmen. Someone in the sewer. If I yelled.
Help! Help me!
Help me!
Help me! Is there someone down there to help me?
Help me!
There's someone in
there to help me.
Echo. Only Echo talking back to me. Oh, if only someone was here to get me out of here. Someone.
I am here, mademoiselle. Why did you want to run away from me? It was quite useless.
Let go of me. Let go.
It is no use to struggle, my chérie.
Let go of me, you crazy fool. Let go of me. Here, take your hands off me. Let go of me.
No. You come with me, mademoiselle. Oui, with me if I have to drag you along. I need your help. I have wanted so very long.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
No. You see, you cannot reach me, mademoiselle. I twist your arm. So.
Oh.
My heart.
Yeah. Now you will do as I say. You will come quietly. Oui, ma chérie. You will help me too. Always help me. There is so much work to do. So many bones to be cut. You are doing very well, mademoiselle. Oui, very well indeed. Stop! Stop! Fool! That is not the way to cut. Crosswise! Crosswise!
Crosswise?
If you cut the other way, the bones will split. Splinters are not good for my work. Oui. Now you will try it again, eh, ma chérie? Bone. That is right, eh? That one, ma chérie, has long bones, did he not, eh? I remember the day I fished him under the water. Huh? Still alive he was. But I fixed that. Oui, I fixed it. He must have been like you. Rich, willful, no good for anything or anybody in life. But in death, oui, now he will be useful, eh? Keep sawing! Keep sawing! There is so much work to do, ma chérie. What was I saying? About the bones, oui. Look about, ma chérie. Chains and chains of pretty necklaces. I made them all myself. All myself. Everyone. Like lacy strings they are, eh? Such beauty. Oui. Stop! Stop! Stop, I tell you! You hear it? You hear it? I ask you, you did not hear it? Come quickly. We have work to do. Come.
Oh, no.
Must I drag you after me always? Huh? Come, come. Another one. Just in time, too. Eh? Quickly. Come quickly.
Hurting me.
Then come quickly. Your eyes can see in the dark now as well as mine, eh? Oui, I train you. Louis train you well, eh? Such a short time and you are doing so very well, eh? You saw the bones into pieces almost as well as I do myself, eh? My chérie, it is good to have the woman around. We'll make this place a fairyland of necklaces, eh? So many of them, they will be like clouds above us, eh? Quickly, quickly, move more quickly.
Don't hurt me.
Oui, I must say you have changed quite nicely. So docile. Quiet tears now, where before you were so noisy. Oui, before you were another rich one. Good for nothing but for trouble. Huh? Now you do my work for me. That is the way it should be, my chérie. Here we are. The water runs quite strongly here, doesn't it? Huh? The largest sewer of them all. To bring me more white ones for my work. See! There it comes, another one.
Oh, Mommy!
Really? Mommy! Another one who tried to take his life, huh? I always know when one is coming. Ah, mon Dieu, he's a big one, huh? Strong bones he'll have. Cut him. Help me lift him out.
No.
Help me lift me. He's a big one.
He's still alive.
He's alive, I see. Hold his head under the water. Eh? Hold it under.
No.
Hold the thunder, I tell you. Hold his hair. Eh? Hold him under.
No. No.
Woman, why did you run in the water? Woman, come back. He's taking you away from me. Woman! Woman!
How is the fishing, my friend?
How could I fish, leave this?
In my time, the Seine is full of fish.
In your time? Look, see where it's playing in. Where is there for a fish to live?
I carry. Monsieur, look.
What?
In the water. Relax.
It's a porpoise. She's a woman.
The current will take her right by us.
Hold on to my arm. I'll get you. Hold on.
Oh, not too far. You will fall in.
A little more. I got you. Pull me back now. Help me lift her up for you.
So, another one, I suppose, who found life too bitter.
We, poor old women, must have had a long, miserable life. The misery in her face.
She looks as if she might be an American.
She moved her lips.
Oui. Old woman, what is it? What are you saying? What
would you like? A beautiful necklace.
Necklace?
A beautiful necklace. Out of bone. Real human bone.
Lights Out, written especially for radio by Arch Obler, comes to you each Wednesday from our Chicago studios. This program has been heard in Canada over the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.